Good day, everybody. First of all, I'd like to apologize during my absence due to my work, personal life, but from now on, I will try to update every Friday as much as possible so we can keep in touch for my podcast. And today, I will tell you the story of Guman Thong, means a golden boy. As you can guess, Thai people give the little child a place on their shrines in the belief that he will help them out in money matters and for spiritual things. A real Guman Thong is not one of the smiling plastic statues that you see so many shrines around Thailand. The original and true of Guman Thong is something entirely more sinister and taboo. The art of black magic as its darkest. To make Guman Thong, one first has surgically removed a stillborn from its mother's womb. A ceremony must then be performed by someone well trained in the ancient secrets of Thai animist necromancy. In a cemetery at night, the dead baby is dry roasted over a fire while the necromancer chants the necessary mantras and secret incantations that will bind the spirit of the stillborn child to you. Once dry, the corpse is covered in lacquer and gold foil, which is the original reason for the name Thong in Thai meaning gold. The most authentic version of the ceremony, a substance called Nam Man Prai in Thai, is also applied to the corpse. The method of collecting Nam Man Prai is quite spooky in itself. It involves burning a candle under the chin of the corpse of a woman who died while pregnant, and collecting the oil that comes out the skin. It is said that to be powerful stuff and is used in source of folk magic such as crafting love, charms, drew, genil. Nam Man Prai is illegal. The origin of making Guman Thong seems to be found in the folk legend Khun Chang Khun Phan, which is based on the life of a soldier in Ayutthaya era. In the story, Khun Phan makes the first Guman Thong from the fetus of his dead wife's unborn child. Nowadays, genuine Guman Thong have been mostly replaced by a symbolic statues that depict a young boy. In the traditional Ayutthaya era attire, Guman Thong has his hair done up in a little top knot and will often be holding a small sack of gold. How to keep Guman Thong? You treat him like a child. Taking care of Guman Thong involves giving him something to eat, something to drink every day. He has sweet tooth, as most like a little boy, and so candy, cookies, other snacks that consider good food for offerings. For drinks, he likes to drink Nam Dang. Nam Dang is like, in Thai, as I ask many people, it's like a Fanta with the red one. You will see around, when you visit the market, you visit the shrines, you will see the snacks and Nam Dang for this one. Many people say that this Nam Dang represents the blood for the sacrifice. And all gods and spirits in Thailand seems to enjoy this sweet red beverage, which become the substitute in Buddhist term for animist blood for something like the ritual ceremony. And since Guman Thong is a child, so it's very common for people to offer toys for him to play with, just like a real child. Guman Thong needs attention, your love. You have to acknowledge his presence, talk to him sometime, and he will be nice and help you, and otherwise, he might play tricks on you. People who keep Gumaan Thong at home are often reported to have the strange things happen, such as the hearing sounds of child laughter or sounds of the footsteps running around like child playing. And so there are so many stories behind this Gumaan Thong, and sometimes the popularity of Gumaan Thong can be traced to the Ayutthaya period, and myths and superstitions have followed them throughout the centuries. And it like to perform the black magic on the child. And let me tell you something about the story of Khun Chang and Khun Phan. Khun Phan, he used Gumaan Thong for his protection on the battlefield. But today, it is believed that Gumaan Thong will bring good fortune. And also, you can say that Gumaan Thong becomes the materials used in the amulets production. And also, you can say that Thai people buy and worship with these amulets a lot. So you need to treat them well, be nice, behave properly. And tomorrow, I will tell you the story of Lak and Yom, which is the sequence of the child amulet. So, keep in touch, everybody. See you tomorrow and see you soon. In the truth, I really miss my listener, everyone. And please stay and keep in touch with me. Thank you very much for your listening. And this is in Thailand time. We have the evening. So, good night, everybody. And actually, I would like to tell you something before I go to bed. I have many stories, the real life experience that I faced something during my workplace. Could you believe that? I met the real ghost story, which is related with my workplace. If I have time, I will tell you more about my story, my experience, what I face every day in my workplace. Sometimes, many people will recognize me, who I am, why am I working. So, good night and goodbye.